Static electricity in materials. Charge is retained on the surfaces of materials when these have been rubbed together or just separated if the timescale for movement of charge on the surface is slow compared to the time of separation. Such materials are called insulators. Retained charge, static electricity, can cause shocks to personnel, ignition of flammable gases and dusts, attraction of dust and dirt, cling and clamping of thin films, damage to semiconductor devices, and can upset the operation of microelectronic systems. It is used constructively, for example, for collecting airborne dust, paint spraying, and in photocopying. The practical relevance of static electricity depends upon the voltages that arise on the surfaces of materials from a retained charge. Materials have traditionally been assessed for their electrostatic suitability by measurement of resistivity. This is not appropriate as a generalised test method. It may be fine for assessing the ability of materials to drain charge from conductors in contact, but not to assess the self-dissipation capabilities. The reason is because many materials we think of as insulators are not actually homogeneous, and the movement of charge is not necessarily proportional to local electric fields. A good example of non-homogeneous material is a clean room garment fabric. This usually includes an open pattern of conductive threads to control static. Where these threads have a surface conductivity, the fabric will show good resistivity values. Where the conductivity is as a sheathed core, resistivity values are unacceptably high. However, when such materials are charged by rubbing actions, tribocharge, as in practical use, they show similar levels of surface voltage per unit of charge, with both showing lower voltages for closer spacing of thread. Hence, resistivity is not showing the real practical performance of the material. Avoiding problems from retained charge require that any charge liberated on a surface can dissipate within a small fraction of a second, as quick as it takes for surfaces to separate after contact or rubbing actions. High surface voltages can also be avoided if the retained charge experiences a high capacitance, as may occur, for example, with the clean room garment fabrics. Constructive use of retained charge requires that charge is present for time suitably long compared to their use time. Assessment of materials hence needs to be based on measurement of the time scale for self-dissipation of static charge and on the capacitance provided to retain charge. Thinking of performance in these terms gives it easily understood reasons for target acceptance values. Ohms do not do this, whatever formal standards may say. The time scale for movement of charge on materials and the capacitance experienced can be measured by rubbing surfaces, measuring the charge transferred, the surface voltage created, and the time for charge decay. This is fine as a specialised laboratory method, but is not really a suitable basis for general purpose measuring instrumentation. The more appropriate generalised approach is to use a high voltage corona discharge to put a small patch of charge on the surface of the material to be tested, to measure the voltage created and how quickly this voltage decays away. Reported studies have shown that this approach gives the same results as those obtained when the materials are charged by rubbing. Instrumentation for corona charge decay measurement has been developed and manufactured over the last 20 years by John Chubb Instrumentation, based in Cheltenham in the UK. The latest version of this instrument, the JCI 155 version 6, has been announced by Chilworth Technology, who have taken over the business of JCI. JCI 155 version 6 charge decay test unit is easy to use by non-specialist staff. It provides quick testing of samples, which may be paper, plastic films, fabrics, work surfaces, pharmaceutical powders, or even fluids. The results of tests are presented both numerically and graphically on the instrument and are automatically held along with test condition data on the internal computer memory. Results can easily be transferred for external data display, additional analysis, for long-term data storage, and for use in preparation of reports, etc. Alternative test conditions are easy to set up, and the instrument can be operated directly from an external computer. All in all, a very versatile and capable measuring instrument, and an appropriate test method for assessing the real electrostatic suitability of a wide variety of materials.